You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to His Name Ministries TV. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Yes, whether if you're watching us live or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. Destiny, we have podcasts out.
We do. We upgraded.
Yeah, on all platforms. So make sure whether if you're on the go, you can listen to our podcast and let people know. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of get into it. I was praying this afternoon about this moment we're going to have together, about what to share. And I didn't want to just share anything. You know, there's a lot of things that's in the Bible that's amazing. You can share on all of it. Mm-hmm. But I want to share with you this, something the Lord put on my heart. Yeah. And I know it's for you listening right now. And also I'm taking it for me.
Amen.
And it's this, expecting God to move in your life. Mm-hmm. As Christians, we need to expect God to move in our life. We don't need to be walking around talking about what the devil's doing. Mm-hmm. I'm so sad. I'm so miserable. Yeah. Man, my job is terrible. No, we need to be expecting God to be doing some big things in our life.
Yes.
Every day, you and I, we're expecting God to do big things.
Yeah.
I'm always checking my emails. I'm expecting good things in my emails. Why? Because I'm expecting God to do some big things in our life. Yeah. Even we have our P.O. box. I go check our P.O. box. Yeah. I speak over our P.O. box. And I'm expecting big things in our P.O. box.
It's because we have faith in God. We have faith that His word is working. We have faith that it's working for our behalf. So we're expecting.
And that's what faith is. Faith expects.
Yes.
To be really in faith about something, you better be expecting it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know I'm blessed. I'm rich. I'm highly favored. Do you expect that? Do you expect the blessings? Do you expect those doors that you're praying about? I kind of do. Mm-hmm. No, you need to be expecting it, that it's going to happen for you right now, tomorrow. What if it doesn't happen that day or tomorrow, the next day? Hey, you're expecting it to happen any moment.
Yeah, and full confidence in God, full confidence that your faith is working.
Exactly. And I want to share a story. This backs it up. Acts chapter 3. Peter and John go into the temple at the ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Verse 2, there's a certain man lame from his mother's womb. He was carried there. And they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to beg. So here's this guy's daily routine. He's been crippled since his mother's womb. That's the way he was born. He was in his 40s, Destiny. And he's there, not just crippled, but broke. And he saw Peter and John, verse 3, about to go into the temple. So he begged unto them. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he, the man, gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. So here is a crippled man, not just crippled, but broke for over 40 years. And he sees Peter and John. Mm-hmm. And Peter said, "Look on us." And it says he looked at them and he was expecting to receive something. You might say, Brandon, he's expecting to receive some money or gold. But guess what? He still was expecting. And guess what? He's been crippled his whole life outside that gate. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." That crippled man, the power that is in the name of Jesus, he got up, he was instantly healed, walking and leaping and praising God, going through those gates that he was crippled and sitting at for all those years on the outside. Now he's going through them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Even dreams in your life, even things that you put on hold, it looks like you've been on the outside in, and it might be for 40 years. But guess what? I believe, just like that crippled man, those dreams, those desires, those God desires, you're going to fulfill them and you're going to be walking, leaping, and giving God all the glory.
Amen.
Expectancy moves Jesus.
Yeah.
Every time Jesus walked on the earth, he was moved by expectancy. The centurion officer, Roman officer, he said, "Hey, they're sick at home. Come, Jesus, to heal them." And Jesus said, "Okay, I'll come." And he goes, "Hey, you're not worthy to be in my house. I'm not worthy enough for you to be in my home." Just speak the word only. And Jesus marveled at that faith. Yeah. What was it? He was expecting God to move in his life. And Jesus goes, wow. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, she tried everything. She used all her money, but she expected God to move in her life. Yeah. She said, hey, Jesus is in town. I'm going to go touch the hem of his garment and I will be made whole.
Yeah.
She tapped into something, destiny, that no one else even tapped into before. After that happened, there's scriptures in the Bible. It says everywhere Jesus went, people sought to touch the hem of his garment. Why? Because she unlocked something with her expectancy and her faith. If I'm by Jesus and I touch him, not with just a touch, but a touch of faith, I will be made whole. So many people go to church services today with no faith. Oh, I can't wait for this to leave. Oh, I can't wait to go home.
It's a routine.
It's a routine. But we need to have an expectant faith, a touch of faith.
Yeah, and that's what faith and expectancy are. The same thing, like they work together.
Exactly.
You know, when your faith is out there, you're expecting.
Exactly. And I want to share with one more scripture to you. And it goes on the same line. Acts chapter 14, Paul's preaching. I really like this scripture. Acts 14, Paul's preaching. It says, there they preach the gospel. What do you think they're preaching? Do you think they're preaching doubt and unbelief? God makes you do this. You're sick. You deserve it. No. And there they preached the word of God. They preached faith. And there sat a man at Lystra, impotent. So he's crippled in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. Same situation, crippled his whole life. The same heard Paul speak. So he hears Paul preaching the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The same heard Paul speak. And Paul, steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. So in the natural, there's no way this guy can be healed. Yeah. Doctors have said, no way he can walk. But Paul's preaching faith and he perceives this guy has faith to be healed. What was he expecting? He was expecting God to move in his life right then. So Paul said this, stand up on your feet. Act on that faith. That man was sitting there. Faith was coming. He was saying, you know what? I don't have to be like this anymore. I believe I'm healed. I know what Jesus did for me. He died for me. He took on my pain. He took on me being crippled, so I don't have to take it. His faith was being stirred, being stirred, being encouraged. Paul said, act on your faith. What if you would have said, I can't, Paul. Maybe you're talking about the guy behind me. I'm crippled. My feet. No, he says, I don't know how to stand up, but I'll try. And it says he stood up. He expected what we need to be doing.
Yeah.
He expected God to move in his life every day. I want to encourage you. Don't let a day go by that you don't expect God to move in your life. We serve a supernatural God, a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will always take care of you. You can put your faith and put your trust in him, and you can expect, and you'll never be disappointed. You can expect God to move in your life.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. We want to encourage you to go to our website, hisnameministries.com. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.